in the limelight.
A leaked report that shows the U.S. military knew for years about dangers to civilian areas follows disclosures of toxic PFAS contamination hidden from the Senate. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by John Mitchell, Ryder. This article is published under the heading, U.S. Military Hid Fuel Pipeline Flaws from Public in Okinawa. Stay tuned for the first part of this article, please. A leaked report describes significant deficiencies in the safety and integrity of the pipelines used by the U.S. military to shuttle fuel to U.S. Marine Corps and Air Force warplanes in Okinawa Prefecture, Japan. As early as 2014, the military discovered monitoring system flaws and dangerous leakages in the pipelines, some of which run beneath civilian communities. But it waited 4 years before initiating repairs and has never alerted Japanese authorities. The dangers have only come to light thanks to a whistleblower who made public a report produced under contact for the Defense Logistics Agency Energy, or DLAE, the Department of Defense agency that supplies fuel to military facilities. Published in March 2015, the report details inspections of vapor monitoring systems that detect fuel leaks along the 100-plus miles of pipelines in the prefecture. The results showed 43 of the 60 monitoring systems were inoperable due to problems like broken sensors and alarms. In at least one case, the alarm and sensor system were missing entirely. The devices are supposed to notify the local DLAE compound of leaks, which can cause environmental contamination, explosions, and fires. The disclosure comes on top of recent revelations that the military may have hidden details of PFAS and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, contamination on Okinawa from a senior member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, including information pointing to the possible exposure of children at a civilian school. The whistleblower, who was granted anonymity to avoid professional reprisal, told Intercept, "The report needed to be made public to show that the U.S. government is not following the policies set up to run the pipelines safely," adding, "The government ought to have come out and been open about these problems. Many people on Okinawa don't even know these pipelines are running beneath their feet," unquote. The pipelines travel below five municipalities, carrying more than 90 million gallons of aviation fuel per year to the island's U.S. Air Force and Marine Corps bases. One of the report's photos shows a monitoring post near a bowling alley in a civilian area of Okinawa City, where the site sensor failed checks and face problems that inspectors described as significant. In the final recommendations, the report's authors estimated repairs to the system would cost $252,900, and they advised retesting within 6 months to comply with the DLA's guidelines. But the agency did not start repairs on the broken monitors until 2018, according to U.S. Forces Japan. In a statement, USFJ said, DLA does not possess records on the system prior to 2014, meaning that the military could have been operating the system without adequate safety protocols since its installations in 1983. The USFJ spokesperson said all DLA energy facilities in Okinawa are secured and inaccessible to local personnel. Therefore, even in the event of a fuel release and a monitor malfunction, there is no danger to the safety of Okinawa residents. But this statement is inaccurate. The pipelines run beneath densely populated residential areas, which would be seriously impacted if a leak occurred. USFJ explained that it had installed an automatic fuel monitoring system referred to as AFHE in 2014. Monitoring of the system is 24/7 by the AFHE system, our control room, and round-the-clock maintenance teams that patrol and inspect our fuel system, the spokesperson said. But the whistleblower disputes these assurances. They told Intercept, the system still isn't safe. Staff ignore alarms when they all go off and the communication systems don't work. Wildlife gets into the boxes and damages them. There are wiring problems, plus the monitoring boxes are rotten and rusted. It's like having a broken smoke detector at home, but much worse. One day, people living near the pipeline might wake up in a lake of fuel. At the time of the publication, U.S. Forces Japan had not responded to the claims. If there were similar problems with fuel pipelines at military bases within the United States, said the whistleblower, the Environmental Protection Agency would be expected to get involved and attempt to remediate the issues. In Japan, there is no such civilian oversight.